The bells at Memorial Hall ring every day at every hour. In a typical year, thousands of students at the University of Delaware hear the bells from the dining halls, dorms, and classrooms. This year, however, freshmen stuck at home did not hear the iconic campus sound.
It definitely sucked. Like, I've been looking forward to being on campus for over a year, probably. So it's definitely a big letdown to know that I was going to be at home for the next at least 6 months.
That is freshman Colleen Cavagnero, a mechanical engineering major who spent her fall and spring semester in Charlestown, West Virginia. Cavagnero expected to live on campus during the fall. Before the news broke, she would not be so lucky. Fellow freshman Noah Baraclough saw the fall in a different light.
I realized that for my family, they were going to have to put out $15,000 for me to go down and probably like disobey their rules if I was to go out and violate COVID protocols and, you know, go down and get COVID and not pay attention to my work.
The sports management major logs into Zoom from his Pennsylvania bedroom.
Well, the fall, I had no in-person classes, same with spring, but I kind of just accepted it in the fall.
A total of 1,285 students lived on campus during the fall semester, with 591 of them freshmen. The spring semester proved different. The university increased its number of students from just under 1,300 to just under 4,000 kids, with freshmen and seniors given top housing priority. Dean of Students Adam Cantley says the ability to increase COVID testing played a role in the decision.
In the fall semester, we were running campus testing and surveillance testing 2 days a week, and we were new after studying it that we could pivot that to run that 4 days a week.
Along with the ability to utilize more residence halls.
We knew we had the ability to provide more single room spaces.
Colleen and Noah are not among those on campus. It came down to, is it worth it with all their classes online?
You know, if I'm going to be on campus, but taking classes all online, it's not really worth it. Like the money just to sit in a dorm instead of in my room at home.
Noah says it took some convincing from his family to stay home. But just like Colleen, the move to campus seemed unnecessary and expensive.
It's for the best, honestly. And I would have just had it added on another $15,000 or whatever to pay off after school. So nothing I can do about it.
The upcoming 2021 fall semester looks to provide a change of scenery. Rising sophomores received priority housing for the fall.
Everybody who has applied for upper division housing at this point, so sophomore, junior, senior level, has already been guaranteed their spot.
This means Colleen will finally get the college experience she hoped for. The next step, finding out where she will live.
Just being on campus is going to be enough for me.
For the University of Delaware News, I'm Patrick Laporte.